Where we going now?
Thank you.
on the poet Virgil. Same. This is very different. In the middle of life's journey, he found himself lost. Lost on the cobblestone streets of an ancient city. A city without its gates. A city owed to the longings of the past. An old city with its towers shooting into the sky, leaning towers, them too, although not famous leaves. Among the wanderers of the morn of the night, from one dive to another, before dawn's rise, in an ancient city. See the arches, how they unfold across the landscape, in the distance, under the rain, how you stand and peer into the raindrops falling on the cobblestones. Through the skyscrapers of cities from afar, lost in fogs, by the edge of desolate deserts, at the foot of a hill, by a lake unseen. And now in the city of arches and absent gates, of clouds and endless skies, he finds himself in landscapes he's come to know, scenes from his passage down below. In the middle of life's journey, found himself at the foot of the hill. And after he passed the bikers and the cigarette sellers, after he passed the cross bearers and the prayers and the family members, after he chanced upon the villa even, the Villa della Rosa, ghost-like wandering among the trees, solitary in the galleries that night. Now at the foot of the hill, of the famed church on the hill, he begins the ascent. There were figures running about, figures climbing. There were the tourists snapping tirelessly their bits. Cyclists now walking up because they just couldn't cycle anymore. Runners huffing and puffing and resting along the walls. There were the singers and the hymners and the storytellers too among the horde. Grandmothers with their grandchildren. Parishioners making the pilgrimage of sorts. There were even those who stood along and peered down below into the fields and into the hills towards the top. Made it all the way up. This is where he ran to them. Yes, the beasts were at the top. The beasts were at the top of the hill. Not at the bottom, but at the top. And inside the palace of Virgil. In the middle of life's journey, he came upon the beast at the top of the hill. The first beast he encounters upon his entrance into the house. She had walked by him, moving slowly her lips, and he had gone to sit in the back in the pew, but when he had walked by, he saw her in the booth. She, the confessor, and this, the confession. He stood momentarily, hesitating, but pausing long enough to see it, to make sure. And when she exited, he saw her from his seat in the back of the pew, making the sign of the cross, and almost ashamed and seemingly having overcome her sins. Walking towards the altar and kneeling and making signs with her hands and then smiling, standing again. When he stood and exited and lay down on the grass in front of the house of worship, he saw the second beast. It was salvation itself. Attainment light here at the top of the hill. Salvation, the second beast. Face the face at last. And the third beast was not far behind. Through and walked away from salvation with all his strength. It was a sanctuary itself, the last of the beasts, oh, that eternal seductress. And now he knew he had to walk away, run away even if possible. He had to run away, and he decided to walk back hurriedly without setting off any alarm. He had not gone far when a parts unknown suddenly appeared a figure. From centuries ago. Now possible, he thought, but yet on this day, with these illuminations and strange encounters, nothing was beyond the realm of the possible. You! He exclaims as he seemingly